Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Hi there, Raymond. Really well. Great to talk to you.
So you posted a video on YouTube called Practical Examples of Using a Virtual 3D Environment for Learning. And I was really impressed with the quality of this video and how you're allowing students to be really creative. Tell me about the reason why you're using Second Life with your students.
We've been using Second Life for 2 years now with our high school students. And the reasoning behind it is that the environment has so many great possibilities for the students that it was worthwhile trying to set it up. Now, the students who are involved in that environment do so voluntarily. So it's not obligatory that they participate. We found that it's really promoted student creativity, but also students, a whole range of other skills in the students. For instance, leadership amongst the students, because we have a leadership group in the world, and project management, so the ability to conceive of a building project and then follow that through in stages with design and even with coding, with programming the objects that are in the world. So basically, our virtual island started off with no buildings at all. It was just an island with some trees on it. Mm-hmm. And the students then submitted to me their plans to create what was going to be on the island. And so the teachers didn't make anything. It was all the students creating the island. Mm-hmm. And over the last couple of years, a range of shops have been created. So the students trade with each other. They trade objects and they trade code that they can use to program the world. So we have shops. We also have a chapel and a cathedral in there. We have a bookstore. We have a virtual art gallery. We have an auditorium. We have a disco. We really have a wide range of buildings in this little village. Mm-hmm. But it's all been created by students. And what we think is often in the classroom, sometimes students can be passive and students can sort of turn off to learning. Whereas with this system, students are initiating the learning, they're planning the learning, they're controlling the learning. And one really cool thing is I have never taught the kids how to build or how to program in this world. The students have figured it out for themselves, and then they teach each other. So it's really not driven by the teacher at all. It's driven by the students, and the students teach each other rather than us trying to teach them. And I think when you have that system running, you know that the students are moving forward really, really quickly. And so we're really excited by that. It really is a community of practice, and it's a community that's very much driven by the students rather than by the teachers. So that's why we think it's really worthwhile. And we found that some students who are maybe a little bit shy in real life, mm-hmm. who they may be 14 or 15 years old, and they're perhaps not 100% confident socially, they have found a real confidence working in the virtual world where they have become experts at building and experts at coding. They've become teachers, so they teach other students, and they've received so much positive attention, and they've been celebrated and developed such a positive reputation in the virtual world that then has flowed back into their interactions in real life, and they've gained a really strong confidence.
Self-esteem?
Yeah, exactly. They've found out that they're really good at something, and so that's been really positive. I almost think that the virtual world then becomes a halfway point, a sort of stepping stone for the students in their development as adolescents. So for all of those reasons, it's been really worthwhile.
And the 3D space is also used for directed learning?
Yeah, that's right. So which is quite different to the general use of the space. So there's been a range of teachers at my school who have worked with me to develop very specific activities in the virtual world. where rather than students just building and sort of doing what they want, there's a very structured task which is designed to help students develop very structured skills. So mm-hmm. I can give you a few examples of that. So, for instance, we use the text chat system in the virtual world to get the students discussing issues. And we've discovered that students are very comfortable using text chatting to express themselves. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is something that they're doing at home anyway on MSN or their chat system. Yes. So a student who's shy about expressing themselves out loud becomes quite confident expressing themselves in writing. So a typical activity would involve students, a whole classroom of students logged into the virtual world at the same time, discussing a particular issue, or in with my French students talking to each other in French. And then we even use it to quiz the students. So, for instance, I might say from the front of the class, what is the French word for the number 10? And so very quickly the students are typing in dix quickly as they can. And I can see which students are the most confident. I can see which students are spelling the word correctly. And I can very quickly give feedback to the entire class. So similarly, you can imagine a history teacher asking quiz questions about certain dates or certain characters in history. And the teacher can see everybody's answers very quickly in the one go. And that's much more efficient than trying to ask every student one by one. And it's actually much more efficient than getting kids to hand in bits of paper to the teacher and getting them marked. So this way it's instant and the teacher can give instant feedback to all the kids.
And that virtual world that the students have created has its own radio station?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we call the island is called Burali Island. And the radio station is called Burali FM. Mm-hmm. And rather than following teacher instructions, they run their own radio station. And so there's four girls, actually, in year nine who run the station. They rove around the school with a little sound recorder and they interview students. They record musical performances. They come to school events and record those events. And then they upload the recordings to a radio server on the internet, and then that broadcasts the audio through our virtual world. It's also available to anyone in the whole world.
Through Second Life.
If you want to listen in or your listeners want to listen in, they can. All they need to do is Google search Burali FM, Burali FM,
sure, okay.
And they'll actually find it. It exists as a live radio station, so it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And wow. It's also a podcast that is available on iTunes. So they'll find it on iTunes as well.
But in the case of your use of Second Life with your students, you sort of get them excited and their enthusiasm is channeled into their learning, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the very first lesson when the students log in for the first time is amazing to watch. The students are hyper engaged. They get really excited. There's something really magical about these spaces, and it brings out the best in them. It really does. It brings out new capabilities.
Creativity.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're always trying to do in school, is to tap into that.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the time you gave us today, and good luck in all your future projects.
Yeah, thanks very much, Raymond. And I'd love to hear from your listeners. And if you want to drop me a line, my Twitter ID is Steve_Collis. That's Collis. And I'd love to hear from people and hear what they're doing in the classroom as well. So thanks so much for having me today.